DW.
Willis Jenkins teaches religious studies, but lately he's been called to the coast to work with colleague Matthew Bertner in recording the sounds of oyster reefs.
When you hear the reef recording, you're going to hear a snapping or cracking sound, and that is actually pistol shrimp. And then you can also hear kind of microcurrents of water moving in and around the reef, and there may be a few low fish calls.
People who hear that recording don't shut down. Instead, Willis says, they're drawn into dialogue.
The sound element is so captivating that people ask lots of questions about it, and then they begin to ask questions about organisms and data change over decades in conversations that typically go longer than if I were just to tell you about the health of these wetlands.
His colleague in the University of Virginia's music department agrees. Matthew Bertner is living in a cabin near Anchorage, Alaska, recording glaciers as they melt or suddenly fall into the sea.
It's an amazing symphony of sounds, actually. There are incredibly low, booming sounds, very, very powerful. Some of the most powerful sounds I've heard, they sound like jet engines up close as these large pieces of ice calve and fall. And then they're the most delicate, tinkling, trickling sounds that you've ever heard. These little tiny patterns of water moving across the ice as the ice melts and creates little tiny melodies, little tiny rhythms. And the whole surface of the glacier is just alive with sound.
He documents the melting glaciers in three ways.
I put the microphones right on the surface of the glacier, but I also put other microphones far away so you hear some of those larger sounds. And then I have special snow and ice microphones that I put inside the glacier so I can hear how it's changing inside. Things we can't hear with our ears normally become audible. And then I'll take all these sounds and mix them together into a kind of representation of the total sounding energy of the glacier, which is a really extraordinary thing to listen to.
Adding yet another layer, he studies climate data over time, converting trends into tunes.
Let's say that across a season, we took the average temperature going from 60 degrees to winter, where it's maybe an average of like 30 degrees. And that we can define a data set of that temperature change. It's not something we could listen to directly, but with the computer, we can map that arc of change into a sound. So for example, maybe it's a sound that starts low and gets higher as it becomes more cool. And then we could embed that sound into the music.
Bertner says this rich sound portrait tells the story of global warming in a way that's fundamentally different from reading or talking about it.
A lot happens when we shift our focus from looking at the world and moving in the world to just listening to the world. It's a more contemplative way of being. You know, if we could understand the glaciers as a complex symphony of sound, the way we listen to Beethoven, I mean, that could do a lot for our relationship to the natural world. And I find that feeling of being dislocated from myself as I listen to the natural world, to me, is a kind of spirituality, a way of accessing something greater than myself.
The work itself is challenging, taking Bertner outside in temperatures well below freezing.
Today it's 3 degrees and it's snowing outside. So, you know, to do anything, you have to, you know, shovel out, and then you're constantly trying to keep the equipment warm enough so that it can function.
But he loves being out in any weather, and recording at the beach in summer is a special pleasure. That's where Bertner records sounds that document coastal erosion and other changes to the natural world.
And we can hear that in the sounds of mud banks, grasses, and water. So the interaction between the plants, the landforms, and the water, including the tides and the tidal currents. And then we listen to other things like the seagrasses or the crab flutes. These are the little tunnels that the crabs dig, and each crab creates a unique size of cavern. And then when the wind blows across these caverns, they actually act like flutes. So you can put a microphone inside and you can listen to the resonant frequencies of that crab's flute.
You can even hear the crab creeping around its sandy home, perhaps wondering what that tiny waterproof microphone is doing there. When shared, Willis Jenkins says these sounds and compositions spark in-depth conversations about climate change, conversations that might not otherwise happen.
The data of long-term ecological change, it's hard to relate to. And just translating it into a sonic experience, into something that we listen to, we do find it opens the imaginative register. It allows people to engage with it in different ways.
Proof of public interest in his programs comes from Bertner's busy schedule. He's performed for audiences in his home state, Alaska, in Michigan, Virginia, and Florida, and will soon appear in New York and California before heading back to Anchorage to record more glacier music. Sandy Houseman, DW, Virginia.